And this is from Christopher Ambler in Seattle. He starts out commenting, "This is a serious question. I swear."
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. "Everything has a scientific name, right? Or at least a real medical name. So what's the medical name for a booger? The mighty internet draws a blank."
Ah, the mighty Casey. The mighty internet. You want to know why, Christopher Ambler from Seattle? Because there is no one word for a booger. Some people would call it dried nasal mucus. That's probably the most accurate medical name. But there are some great names out there, and I think that it's true that in science, I think we have this thing is we like to make up, you know, fancy names for things so we can pull them out of a hat and make ourselves sound smart. And I got some for you. Mark, Gasi Paiboma, you know what that is?
No, that must be Indonesian.
Jane, you're nodding your head. You know what a Gasi Paiboma is?
Gasi Paiboma.
This is from the Why Do Men Have Nipples 2007 calendar. We included this.
What is it?
It's a technical term for a retained surgical sponge. So if you leave it behind, it's from Gasi Payan, which is cotton, and the Swahili Boma, place of concealment. Fascinating. This is Callipygian is my favorite word.
Oh, what?
That's not really a medical term.
Callipygian is a word that we alluded to before when I made my unfortunate big-ass window remark.
I love that
Isn't
word.
It?
Yeah.
Tell all our listeners out there what Callipygian means.
It means having a well-proportioned or beautiful buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
But there are great medical words. Borborygmi is the noises. Those are the noises your intestine makes. Lots of medical words out there. I think maybe we should start a segment. A word of the week.
I think the whole area of mucus is interesting because mucus has so many different uses in the body. And there's actually a tiny bit of mucus in semen. Did you know that?
Then there's cervical mucus also.
Oh, of course.
But it's the universal lubricant for the body. It's our body's WD-40.
And, you know, in climates where it's very dry and cold and there tends to be more dried mucus, there tends to be a much larger lexicon of mucus. And, you know, the Eskimos, or the Inuits as we refer to them today, have over 700 words for dried mucus.
You are making that up, and I will be here forever to alert the listeners to when you are making stuff up.
Thank you very
much.
Ladies
and gentlemen, do not believe Mark Lehner.
Thank you.